Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. It is the way a tire buying should be. And this right here is the way sports talk radio should be. It's the Odd Couple with Chris and Rob. What's up, man? How are you? Is Rob there?
Doing great. Hello. How are you? Yes, I am here. Yes,
you're
I am.
All right? You got a big weekend planned?
No, actually, this is going to be my nothing going on weekend, the next 2 weekends, which is great. You know, now that football season is over, and no, I'm not paying attention to the XFL or whatever that is coming on.
I am.
I'm not. You go ahead and enjoy that. I'm going to enjoy my off season with the NFL and get ready for anticipation of next year.
Yeah.
The anticipation of next year with football. I'm an NFL fan. I'm not just any football fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not.
I love football.
I'm not a college football fan like that either.
Really?
No. I grew up in New York. I didn't grow up with college football. Nope.
Wow.
I have plenty of friends who aren't college football fans because they didn't grow up with it. If you grow up with it, I get it. You know what I mean?
But if you like football, period, I would think you'd like college football.
Nope.
I get it. There's no good teams in New York, but anyway, that's fine.
This is the XFL.
That sounded like Iowa Sam. Is that who's on the ones? Who's on the ones and twos
tonight?
It's
USC Chris tonight.
USC Chris. Okay. All right, let's introduce these guys, the iCouple crew. USC Chris in for DJ Alex Teicher, who, of course, after last night with, you know, Teicher's Tower of Trivia.
And then he was done.
Found a way to take the night off.
He was like, I'm good. Well, yeah. It was a triumphant night, though, yesterday. You know what I mean? Rob G, I won again. It was in dramatic fashion. Chris went to bed last night right after the show in tears. His wife woke up to a wet pillow. It's all right, Chris. It's okay.
Yeah, I know. I was destroyed. Rob G is in the house, the super producer. And on the updates, our man, Steve DeSega. Rob, man, Rob, did you see this report about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers? A ton of new stuff in there. And if it's all true, hats off to Go Long TD's Bob McGinn. That's who reported all this. Bob McGinn of Go Long TD. And one of his coworkers, colleagues, Tyler Dune, will join us. And he's the founder of Go Long TD. He'll join us in the second hour, Rob. But Rob G, summarize. I mean, I'm not overstating this report, because there's a lot of new stuff in there, a lot of stuff, Rob, that hadn't really been reported, and some may think it's not true. Who knows? I don't have inside information on the Packers, but I tell you what, he makes some serious claims in this one. Rob G, kind of give us a summary.
Yeah, and for anyone who doesn't know, Go Long TD, Bob McGinn has been covering the NFL for almost 40 years, so it's not like he's some blogger that nobody's ever heard of. He's, you know, rather reputable, but here's what he said. Quote, on a podcast which was published on Go Long TD, discussions with someone who has firsthand knowledge of this organization, being the Packers, they're done with Rodgers. That's the way it is right now. He's not coming back. They're disgusted with him. They're done with him. They're moving on. It's going to involve money and a trade partner and all kinds of things, but I'm totally convinced he's not going to be their starting quarterback this year. And on the other hand, they love Jordan Love. They think he's the second coming. They've seen enough in practice for 3 years. They believe he is Rodgers 2.0.
All right, let me say this quickly, Rob. And I, like I said, I have no Packers inside information. So I have no idea whether this guy, this is on the money or not. Like Rob G said, he's reputable. So it very well may be true. I'll say this, though. I mean, these statements, one, that they love Jordan Love. Two, that they're not on, I understand being kind of fed up, frustrated, exasperated with Rodgers and ready to move on. But the way he states it, done with, disgusted, all of that, this is the equivalent. And again, I'm not saying it's not true, but this is the equivalent of somebody coming out with a report 2 weeks ago about the Nets, like, they love Kyrie. I mean, they want to give him 4 years max, and, you know, they just can't wait to have him back in the fold. I mean, that's how different this is. We haven't been hearing that they love Rodgers and they can't wait to have him back, but this stuff is new, and the Jordan Love stuff, Rob. I mean, we have not heard that they, like, think he's the man. Yeah, he looked great for 6 minutes or whatever it was he played in that one game. He looked great, but I mean, it's shocking to hear that they've seen enough. And even if it's practice, it's still only practice. It's not the game. It's not a game. Not a game. This was stunning to me, Rob. What are your thoughts?
I just don't know where to go with it. I really don't. It just doesn't. Does he have direct quotes?
You agree with me that it's like, it's just, wow. It's too, you know what I mean? Yeah.
It's over the top for me. It just sounds over the top, overzealous. The guy, I mean, last year, obviously things didn't work out for the team. I don't think he's changed that much, you know, like as far as 2 years ago, you know, people were talking about this. We've had these conversations. I remember, who am I thinking of? Bucky Brooks. Remember the whole Bucky Brooks thing? Oh, yeah, he should go finish his career in Chicago. He's done this and that. And
you can't say things haven't changed, though, Rob.
No, I don't think anything.
He had the worst season of his career.
I don't, but I don't think that
the stuff that the guy said, they could have done this a long time ago. I mean,
yeah, but he was playing great.
No, I'm talking about now. They could have said that they were moving on. What's stopping them from saying that they're moving on? That's what I'm asking you. I just don't know how reliable the guy is. I'm just being
like
honest.
I have no idea.
I can't sit here and say, this is gospel. Reports are wrong all the time. And I don't know, Rob G, are there quotes from somebody? Is that what it is?
No.
There are no quotes. Chris, I got a hard time believing that. And the Jordan Love thing, too, like, oh, yeah, he's a stud. Oh, yeah. But dude, they had a chance to make a difference. They could have easily done that on draft night a couple of years ago.
Look, I'm with you in that. Who knows?
That's
this stuff sounds so – it's so far left of what we've heard. I'm with you there. But I do think you're also, like, throwing out that I assumed you were saying not much has changed with Rodgers in the last few years.
I'm talking about him. Like he's the same guy. I'm talking about him, not how he played.
Not his play. Okay.
Him. He hasn't changed. This is who he is.
Yeah, but I would say it's like Favre. The first year, the second year, you're like, do I want to play again? Okay, we get it. But after a while, it's like, okay, this is ridiculous. Can you give us a little heads up? And I think that's a little different. He's become just like Favre in that respect. Look, the darkness retreat, he can do what he wants. You know, he was out there in the woods with ayahuasca and all that before. So I feel you on that. I do get how they could be exasperated with him, though, and ready to move on. But as far as the Jordan Love thing, that's the thing, too. They couldn't have done it on draft night. They didn't know if Jordan Love could play. It seems like, Rob, the last few years, they weren't sure of him. Now, granted, Rodgers was playing terrific football, winning the MVPs. So even if Love was good, they still may have been like, look, let's see if we can win this thing with Aaron. And I think that's part of it, too, is that they probably feel like, look, his best years are definitely behind him. I know he's talked about, hey, I played poorly a few years ago and I bounced back, won two MVPs. I just think the age makes it different and everybody's not going to be Tom Brady. And so I think he can still play well, but I don't think he's going to be an MVP caliber quarterback anymore. And I think they're like, look, we couldn't win it with him with an MVP when our defense was better than it is now. When we had better receivers, Devontae Adams, we're not going to win it. We might be good. We might be make the playoffs and be pretty good, but we're not going to win it all. So I can see them wanting to move on. The Jordan Love stuff's a little stunning, Rob. I liked him again. It was 6 minutes or whatever. He looked great, but I don't know how they could be sold on Love. Look, if the guy's reporting they're ready to move on, they think Jordan can be there, their starting quarterback and turn into a franchise guy. I could get with that, Rob. But that he's going to be Aaron Rodgers? That's what he said. He's going to be Aaron Rodgers 2.0? That's stunning.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. I wish I could sit here and tell you for sure. I'm still holding on to what I think is going to happen, that he's going to play one more year and then retire as a Packer. That's my gut. It's not based off anybody, anything right. I talk to. That's just my gut. I really believe that. And I think the other part about it is, and we had this, and Chris, I think there was a quote, Rob G, where was that story about in the Athletic? And there was a quote from, there were some anonymous GMs who were down on him, but there was an anonymous coach who just said, so let me get this right. What are we doing? We're going to move on from him and go to a guy we're not really sure of and beat the Chicago Bears and win two games. And better culture, but we're going to be last in our division and win two games. Okay, if that's what you're telling me is going to happen, I can't see that happening. And that's why I question it on exactly where Love is, because I don't know really where he is in his development. I just have no feel for it. Never got to feel like they were in love with him. So that's why I'm skeptical.
None of us know on that. But I do think Aaron, with his personality that may rub them the wrong way, at least some of them, all the, you know, the weekly interview with McAfee, you put up with stuff like that. You ignore it. You're fine with it when the guy's winning MVPs. But when he's not playing well and you miss the playoffs, that's when it becomes like, okay, like we always talk about, the distraction outweighing the production. Here's what I will say, Rob. I think the argument for the Packers to keep him, and I just, for excitement's sake, I'd love to see him somewhere else, whether it's the Jets, whether it's the Raiders, although, you know, that doesn't seem to be the case. But, you know, I'd love to just see him in a new situation and see how well he plays. But the argument, Rob, for the Packers to keep him is, look at the NFC. I mean, the NFC is, there's no, you know, it's open. Even though Philly was great and the Niners are great, they don't have a quarterback, really. Philly, you know, no team, Rob, other than Tom Brady, no team has, no loser of the Super Bowl has gotten back to the Super Bowl since the Bills in the early 90s. So if you're in the NFC, you might be thinking, look, man, let's bring back Aaron and make a run. So that's the argument for them to keep him. But, you know, we'll have to see how it plays out. Let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in on this incredible report. We don't know if it's true or not, but some real bombshell reporting out here about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. We want to know, do you believe that the Packers are disgusted and done, direct quotes, with Aaron Rodgers? Your turn to win with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. and there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. It is a funky flashback Friday. USC Chris all up in the crates. We're live from the TireRight.com studios, and we're brought to you by Discover. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you earned doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at Discover.com/match. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Wow. What a report. Might be a bunch of malarkey, Rob, but what a report on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. We'll see. I guess we'll find out at some point if it's true
or not. Sooner
or
later, we sure will. Yes. Let's go to
He comes back and there's a big press conference welcoming him back to Green Bay. I guess
then we'll say it was wrong. Right. Or if they trade him or get rid of him, then maybe the guy was right. I just some of the stuff is, like you said, it's just a little hard to digest.
It's interesting. I give him that. Yeah. But it's just we haven't heard anything close.
MJ in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, MJ?
Good afternoon, Friday, man. How you guys doing?
Doing good. What's up, buddy?
We good, man. Please. What's happening?
I got some thoughts. It sounds like there's another unvaccinated player being a headache. This story, at this point in time, it can't be substantiated at this point. But what if it's true? The Meat Packers are tired of Rob Parker's favorite quarterback having them handcuffed, playing with that broken thumb this season at 17-17, for touchdowns, interceptions, with a below-average team. But you also have to admit the Pack did this to themselves, drafting Glove and not moving on from Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. All right. Thank you, MJ.
There's MJ weighing in.
John in NorCal, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
How you doing, gentlemen?
How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
I live in Aaron's hometown. I'm in Chico.
Okay.
You know, up in Northern California. We don't get a bunch of, people going into professional sports from around here, a couple here and there, but Aaron's by far and away the biggest.
Right.
You know, and going through that, even watching him go through Butte College and everything else, he was pretty mild-mannered, pretty modest as far as that goes, even kept to himself. I mean, by all outward appearances. And even going through Cal, he was kind of like that, but you talk about something going through to somebody's head. Hell, I'm disgusted with him. I was proud to be, to have somebody from my hometown. I rooted for him and everything else. But, I mean, watching this crap he does, he does that every year,
We lose him.
And it's tough to watch.
Yeah, it seems like he's on some, he's finding himself, I guess, Rob. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's definitely doing some different things, but to each his own. So, I hope he enjoys his darkness retreat.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. Anyway, Tiger Woods in some hot water. Rob G., explain to us what is going on with Tiger.
So Tiger would try to make a joke at the Genesis Open today, and it landed on the course with Justin Thomas, who he played the practical joke on. But afterwards, particularly on social media, golf fans and golf media
can
were not
happy.
Can you
say what it is?
I can tell you right now. I just want to let you know that's what's going on, because after his tee shot went 20 yards past Justin Thomas's on the ninth hole at the Genesis Open today, Tiger, you know, secretly passed a tampon to Thomas's right hand as they walked down the fairway.
A what?
JT dropped it to the ground, and Woods put his arm around his shoulder, and they both laughed it off. But once America saw that it was a tampon that he gave him, Tiger was getting roasted on social media and in several publications, people calling it sexist. Tiger did apologize after the round. Here he is.
It was supposed to be, you know, all fun and games, but obviously it hasn't turned out that way. And if I offended anybody, it was not the case. It was just friends having fun. And as I said, if I offended anybody in any way, shape, or form, I'm sorry. It was not intended to be that way. It's just, you know, we play pranks on one another all the time. And virally, I think this did not come across that way. But between us, it's different.
Rob,
you go first.
I mean, look, I guess he's saying the whole point was, you know, you swing like a girl, or, you know, you hit like a girl.
That's what if you're giving a guy a tampon, I'm assuming. He would need to use it, right? I'm assuming that's
I think it's immature, and it comes off like just a teenage prank, and you're 40 some odd years old. And doing that is just to me, is more embarrassing for Tiger Woods, because it just comes off like something you might do in high school, right? To your teammates in high school, not as a 45-year-old man with children. So I think that, am I all up in arms about it? No, I think it's more embarrassing for me because it seems childish and immature more than anything. Look, dudes hit it farther than women. I mean, he's making that point. Is that sexist to say that? No, it's just a fact. I mean, it is what it is. So I don't, you know, I think the prank was just immature and, you know, but
I think
I'm not
going to
get
that
all up in arms, you know. I think because of him, it's bigger than because of his history and all that. But, I mean, I get it. People are sensitive today in our society, but, you know,
I think it's inappropriate for Tiger Woods. This is not two buddies on a golf course where you're playing and there are no cameras and there's nobody else and you're playing a little joke. There are people watching. There's a crowd. You don't know who's in the crowd. It's just inappropriate. Right. The sponsors, Chris, he has a responsibility to the PGA Tour to conduct himself in a certain way. That's all there is. If me and you are at your house or in your backyard and we say something that's off the cuff, that's between me and you. He wasn't in a private situation with a friend. You know, I think that's the part that Tiger lost sight of, is that would work normally if you just had a foursome or his buddies, Chris, and you're going to play some golf and there's nobody around, right?
I hear you, and I agree with you.
Yeah, with your friends, that would be
when
something.
When you're 17.
Yeah. No, it's immature.
When you're 45, you know what I'm saying? I agree with you. It's completely inappropriate.
It's inappropriate.
But it's also like,
right,
dude,
it's inappropriate because of the sponsors, because of the PGA, because you bring a light, as you know, and all this stuff, Chris. Once they have to answer questions to this stuff, that's when it's a problem. And that's just how we are today. And people get a right to immediately respond when they see something. Oh, he's passing tampons around the golf course. You know what I mean? The only, you know, that,
and it was premeditated.
Right.
You know, like you had to decide, you know what, I'm going to bring this tampon with me today.
You know, I mean, you didn't have that. Where'd you pull that out of?
You didn't just come up with that on the spot.
You had to pack a tampon that morning in your golf bag, Chris. Am I right? Like, hey, let me, honey, can you throw me one in case?
You had to go out. He's not remarried, is he? No. You had to go out and have somebody. I'm sure he didn't go and buy it.
No,
but you had
no.
to tell your caddy or whoever
to go get
go
one.
Buy me a tampon. Go get me a tampon, because I'm gonna do. And that's the thing, right? Like, I would imagine somebody else had to be involved, right? Because I doubt Tiger went and bought the tampon himself. So why didn't that person say, Tiger, look, this, come on, man.
And this is Chris.
This ain't going to look good.
This is also his tournament, which benefits his foundation. So he should be taking a little more care with that. You know what I mean? It represents him. So he did.
And with all he's been through?
Yeah, right. And he's been through a lot and whatnot and bounced back or whatever.
And some of it his doing. Like, exactly. That, you know, like it. No, it's not a good look.
It ain't the end of the world. I'm with you. Ain't the end of the world. I'm not, oh, my God, can we ever watch Tiger play golf again? No, it's not that bad. But I just think as people move forward, you just think, is this appropriate? Is this that? Ask yourself. Is this? There is stuff I would love to say, Chris. When I was younger.
Oh, you would say it now. Don't be younger.
No,
you could, you'd say it now.
But back then, I did say it on the radio. I got suspended sometimes. I got in trouble.
Back when men were men.
You know, anyway. but I'm still functioning in this space, and I get it. That's what I'm saying to you.
Can't
you know
say,
what I mean?
Right. No, like, I think I agree with everything.
Yeah,
I agree with everything
not
you
yet.
Said. But I also think, Rob, like the thing with Tiger is this is another one of those things that's going to stick in people's minds about him. People already wondered. You remember even back when he was in his heyday, I don't know what magazine, GQ or something, and he was telling some off-color jokes and they wrote about it. Then obviously the scandals with his marriage.
Right.
And that's still on a lot of people's minds. And now this, it makes people wonder, like, what type of guy
he really is.
Who is he?
Because the image, Chris, prior to the, the incident with the wife and the golf club or whatever, he was as straight as an arrow.
Yeah.
Like, when you read the stories of what he was doing and all that, you remember the reaction by some of the other golfers. Like, people were mortified. They couldn't believe he's in the Perkins Drive parking lot with waitresses and in public and all kinds of stuff. They were like, what?
Yeah. So that's the thing. People are going to, like, it makes people wonder again, what is this guy really about? And, I just think, Rob, you're right. Like, it's inappropriate. It's your own event, for goodness sake. And also, I think it's childish. Like, how could he think that was going to go over well?
Right. Like really. Like, you pulled that out of your bag or whatever, Chris, and you really thought, okay, you might get a chuckle from your buddy, but did you know cameras are around and other people are around, and you really thought people would look at that and go, oh, yeah, that was funny. Wow. I don't think so.
Right. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got a little MLB on deck. Did you get that? MLB on deck? That's next, Rob. After Shekel City. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Keep her locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards.
The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple, live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. Then you have all your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Too bad. I was on a hot streak last night, a hat trick. I got all three right. Only problem, Chris, there are no games tonight, of course, because the NBA is on a break.
And you can bet on this celebrity game, Team Dwayne versus Team Ryan.
You know, I mean, that's the degenerate gambling, Chris. If you're picking, like, people pick who'll be betting on the XFL games, you know, like, they don't know any of the players or anything.
Well, I'll tell you what I know. That's the dumbest bet I've ever heard of.
I've seen a bunch of air balls. I got to be honest. Even by celebrity standards,
I don't even know who are the celebrities.
This one's kind of low. Yeah, this one, they got a few ballers.
Is that
out there.
Albert Pujols? My God. Look at him, Chris.
Yeah, he just bricked.
He blew up, though, didn't he?
He does. He did blow up.
He blew. He just retired. Was he that big this past year?
He looked. His legs look tiny compared to his gut. And the rest of
he's out there, but man, he's a. Chris, I thought about this in watching just the crowd and everything. Probably more black people in the state of Utah than ever before. All the people flying in for the NBA All-Star.
Well, I was wondering. I was talking to Rob earlier. And I was
sorry. I didn't mean it like that.
No, but Rob knows this. I mean, thousands of black people who aren't getting anywhere near the game fly in for All-Star Weekend.
Right.
For parties, for just to kick it. I mean, really, Rob.
To be seen, right.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if it's the same this year.
It can't be the same numbers because you can't do the same thing. It's just a different place. You know that.
Right.
I used to cover games there.
I mean, you're right.
There.
It probably is. But you probably are right. It probably is more black people in Utah
ever has been. Yep. I'm serious about that. But anyway, the All-Star festivities are underway. We're going to baseball, Chris, right?
Yes. Manny Machado with a big announcement.
Yeah,
Rob, he's saying he's going to opt out of his 10-year, $300 million deal after this season.
I know he sees the money that people are getting and probably says, hey, I can
up it and get 45 maybe.
Well,
or
let
something.
Me give you an example. When he signed that deal in 2019, I think it was.
Yep.
He was the second highest paid player ever.
Now
he's 11th.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yep. Yeah.
So that's what he's looking at. You're right.
Yeah.
And he's only 30 years old.
Here's my only thing about it. I don't know if I would have announced it now. I don't understand the reason to announce that. You have the season, Chris, to play. If you have an off year or you get injured, like, are you're opting out? I doubt it. I just don't understand what the – like, you don't need to let anybody know. Play well, and then from there you could go, all right, you know, like, I can opt out now after the season. Last year he had a great year, Chris. He finished second in the MVP voting, right?
Yep.
In the National League. He had a great year, and he's been great with the Padres. He fits that team. I'm not mad at him. I just question the timing of the announcement.
I'm with you. It doesn't make sense to me why you would announce this now for a few reasons. One, Rob, it comes off, whether this is the case or not, it comes off like you're not really thinking about the team and winning this year. You're thinking about getting paid. Yo, I played great last year. I almost won the MVP. I'm a cash in. You know, and
you
I
might
know
feel
he
that
said,
way. We
he
might
said, right, but you don't like he said, I'm not thinking about 2024. I'm thinking about 2023 and what we can do as a team. You can say that, but when you announce I'm opting out and I'm, you know, looking forward to getting paid, the market's changed. It doesn't send the right message to your teammates.
And Chris, did you see what they did in the offseason? Xander Bogaerts. They're getting Tatis Jr. back. They're loaded. Soto batted 236. Like Chris, he ain't no 236 hitter. He'll play better, right? He still hasn't signed his deal. So he's playing for something. They have a chance to win.
Absolutely.
They have a chance.
You don't need to say this. And what you just said about Soto, 236.
Right.
Manny was hurt a couple years ago.
Yep. And remember, Soto turned down the $440 million. And now, Chris, I'm not saying he ain't going to bounce back, but he had a bad year.
Right. And so I just think, like you said, don't announce it. Now, did he want to get the message out there to other teams? Hey, I could be yours. I mean, I'm, you know, maybe
I'll
stay here.
He's got plenty of time for that,
Right. And let your agent, he's talking to other teams, you know that.
Right.
Let him put the feelers, hey, look, Manny might opt out. You can do all that. But Manny shouldn't do it, Rob, because it just, he could have a down year and he could get hurt.
Yep.
And it's not the right message to send to your team.
And to the fan base, to like, do I want to invest in Manny? Like, he's already talking about bouncing. We got a good team and he's talking about bouncing. Like, what, like, I'm not buying that Manny Machado jersey. Like, why he won't be here after this season. Like, like, it makes you feel a little strange to want to see the guy do well, you know, like that.
Because you might think he's out of here in 1 year.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
To your point, I got a question.
Yes.
The minute he goes through a, you know, 3-for-40 slump, which happens, right? Do you think that the Padres fans are going to turn on him because they're already expecting him to leave?
I think they could.
He could
start hearing the Boo Birds. No doubt.
That's
no
a good question.
Go home. Get out
go
of here.
Now.
We don't want you anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
You can go now. You don't have to wait.
No question. And if he doesn't play well, say the team's not playing well. He could get traded.
Right. Yeah. It's weird. It's weird that not that I don't have a problem with you.
It's a smart move when like if he opts out after the season. It's a smart move. Get your because Rob, like we said, he's only 30. If he could get another 8 to 10 year deal. Hey, bigger money.
He absolutely could. It is. And that's why it's good to have opt outs, Chris.
Right.
When those long deals, because you don't want to be locked in where you can't get out.
Props to his agent. That was a smart move because everybody doesn't get those. So it was a good move on his part. But yeah, I'm with you. No need to announce it now. You never know what could happen. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got 2 hours left on this funky flashback Friday. We are going to be talking NBA. All-Star Game. So keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you might be listening.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.